you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
That's the way computers talk to each other.
Unbelievable! Amazing! Fantastic!
Welcome, Moon!
Hello and welcome to Blue Mountains Live, the second hour of the GB and Can Arts program that we call The Table. And I hope you're enjoying the music so far. And we also listed all those people who we just played music from in the first hour of the Talking Arts show. But it's primarily all a Blue Mountains Live show tonight, 2 hours of music in the mountains, and to also mention another organizer up here. So Music in the Mountains is of course Chris Cannell, and we mentioned some of his gigs there, some of the gigs at the Bootlegger, some gigs around about. And we do want to mention one of the recommended gigs for the weekend is tomorrow night, is Linda Mitzi at Hotel Etico, if you're going to be up Mount Victoria way. But if you're going to be down here in Katoomba, get down to the Fairmont, down to the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern to see Jimmy Carr, who we're going to talk about a bit later, catch up with a bit later on in the show. But of course, to kick off the show, we're going to hear some music from our special guest this evening, which is Hugh Cornwall, who I managed to score an interview with. Very generous with his time. He managed to squeeze me in when he shouldn't have, and so I'm very grateful to that. And to John Howarth, the promoter from Metropolis Touring, who set up the whole thing. So thank you guys, and we're going to play some music after some promos from Mr. Cornwall, and then we're going to get into having a chat from England. He's got a show down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub down there at Springwood in August. So he's tour kicks off over in New Zealand and then comes over here, and our show is on the 2nd of August down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub down there in Springwood. So strap yourselves in, and we get into a few interesting facts and a few fun things as well. So stay tuned. But we're going to hear a mariachi version of Golden Brown before that, which I quite like. I don't know why, but I think it's good. He was a bit surprised when I said that was what I was going to play, but I think it still gives us the flavor, but also with a bit of fun.
He's got more contacts in the music and events game than you've had hot dinners. It's Brad, the Professor Diedrich, on Blue Mountains Live.
Hand me another beer, okay?
You driving on?
Yeah, but I'll be right.
Hey, no, I'm not sure you should be driving.
Yeah, but I only had a few.
Hey, Unc.
Locals are dying on country roads.
You all right?
Our aunties, our uncles, our cousins, us. The road is no place for excuses. A message from the New South Wales Government.
Hi, this is Dave Faulkner from the Hoodoo Gurus. You may ask, what's my thing? I'll tell you. My thing is Radio Blue Mountains, supporting local music.
Listos.
sun lays me down. In my mind she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to her mast, two distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown.
Hello and welcome to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains. I've got a very special guest on the show tonight, and that's original singer, songwriter, guitarist with the Stranglers, and also, of course, a 50-year-ish career. Welcome to the show, Hugh.
Oh, thanks a lot, Brad. It's nice to be here.
So we're talking to Hugh Cornwall, of course, from the Stranglers, and I'm going to assure Hugh that I am also going to emphasise his work after the Stranglers. I'm not going to try and cram 50 years of a music career into 10 or 15 minutes. So what we should announce, of course, is that Hugh is going to be touring Australia later in the year, in August, end of July and August. Looking forward to the tour, Hugh?
Absolutely. I always enjoy coming down your way. You know, it's I remember the first time I went to Japan and Australia with the band in the 80s, and everyone was very excited about going to Japan, but I was more excited about going to Australia afterwards. It's I've always enjoyed coming. You know, what's not to like about Australia? You know, it's
I'm not sure I believe that, Hugh. Didn't you have girlfriends in Japan at one stage?
Well, yeah, but I mean that's not the point. The point is that the lifestyle you got there, you know, it might sound a bit it might be something you're so used to that you're bored, but for someone coming from where I come from, it was quite an eye opener to see
right.
the breadth of the country.
I was going to make a point of the fact that in the Blue Mountains in our region, that there's a lot of like-minded people. And this is why I think you're probably going to do well with the show here in Springwood, is because a lot of people I know, a lot of creatives and musos and, you know, alternate lifestyle people and people like that who are around in the cities in the 80s, were have done what we call the mountain change, which is similar to a sea change, and moved up here. So I know that there's just here at the radio station, there's half a dozen presenters who were very excited when the tickets were announced.
Oh, great! Well, it's a theatre, I think, in the Blue Mountains Theatre, is it called?
Yeah, it's called Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub. It's basically a big venue. It's just a big hall, you know. It's they do all sorts of performances and theatre and you know, different sort of touring shows and things like that. But it's one of the bigger venues in the region. You know, we've got a lot of smaller pubs and venues and rooms and things like that. But if you're going to get a crowd, which, as I said, you will, it's a great little venue.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Now, as I said, we're not going to try and cram in your whole career, because people can go online and discover that. Can I mention your age?
Everybody's got an age, haven't they?
I'm just going to say that the interest up here is that you're still doing shows, you're still touring, you're still... I mentioned that it's about 50 years. Is that sort of the basis for for touring? Is the anniversary?
No. I'm continuously playing shows.
Right.
And long may it last.
Indeed. That's the thing that people up here are going to be envious of, that you're still kicking it.
I'm fortunate enough to enjoy good health, and I try to keep myself healthy.
Right.
And I guess as long as I can still hold a guitar without too much arthritis, and as long as I can still sing, and as long as I can still stand up, then I will probably still be able to play shows. So
indeed,
any of those things desert me, then that'll be it, I would imagine.
Well, as I said, we've got a lot of musos up here who've been kicking it for years, and we've got one guy who does shows, works at the local music store, and he's on about his fourth heart attack and quadruple bypass. So.
Oh, I don't do heart attacks. I don't do heart attacks at all. Actually, it's quite a good name for a song, isn't it? Heart attack.
Heart attack. Yeah, I'm sure that
it could be a love song, couldn't it? You know, heart attack.
Indeed.
I've had my heart. I've got a heart attack.
Now we should talk about the show. So you're doing.
That would be good.
Doing mainly songs that you've written. Yeah.
Well, it's about a 70-30 split. You know,
right.
there's a fair proportion of Stranglers classics,
right?
They sit very well together. That's what I've been doing for the last 40 years. so it works quite well. And
so we heard Golden Brown coming, but I played the mariachi version, so.
Well, unfortunately I won't have a mariachi band with me. I've just got bass guitar and drums, so
it's a three piece.
Okay, right.
So we'll let us know who the other musos are.
On drums is a very talented drummer called Windsor McGilvray, who I discovered when he was 20 years old at a music college in Guildford, believe it or not, which is where the Stranglers started.
Right.
And I was looking for a drummer a year later, and I remembered someone had pointed out this kid in a college. So I got in touch with the college, and they found him, and he rang me up, and I said, I'm looking for Mitch Mitchell. And he said, I am Mitch Mitchell.
Right.
So I said, that's a great answer. You've got an audition. So I auditioned him, and he was great.
Right.
So Windsor's been... he played with me for about 10 years, and then he took a period of time off, and now he's come back again. And he brought with him this time a great bass player called Pat Hughes. And we've been playing in this form for about seven, eight years now.
Oh, brilliant. And did they play on the album? Because we will now mention your most recent album, Moments of Madness, which I really like. I'm surprised that your management rang through, don't forget to mention the album, because I think it was brilliant. I've played it quite a lot on the station. So.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you very much. They didn't actually play on the last two albums that I've made in the last 8 years. There was a change of direction in the making of my records, because before that time I'd been working with a producer, various talented people.
Right.
And but for the album before last, which is called Monster for Sony Records, my manager said, "Oh, these demos are sounding too good to be demos. Can you finish them off as masters?" So I did, and it came out like that, and everyone loved it. So we've stuck to the same plan with this album. But they're not upset by that. They when they play live, they put their own stamp on it, you know. So
of course.
So the live experience is definitely belongs to them.
But are you mixing in a few songs from past albums? From you get to do some stuff from Moments.
Yeah, few from Monster, and then I've got quite a lot of solo albums have mounted up now after all these years. So there's quite a few to choose from.
I'm quite a fan of the one you did with John Cooper Clarke. This one's personal, so.
Oh, right. Well, unfortunately, we won't be doing any of those. So that lets you out.
Yeah,
you won't be turning up.
Oh, no, I'll probably still be turning up. But
Oh, good. Okay. That was a great experience working with John. He's a lovely geezer, and we had quite mutual...
So how many songs did he sing on?
How many songs, sorry?
Did John sing on that album?
He sang them all on them all.
Oh, really? I was sure you'd sang a couple. Oh, okay, brilliant.
Well, I sang. I think on O'Donnell, maybe I did a the harmony vocal.
Oh, okay.
I might have done harmonies on a couple, but the album was about John's voice. You know.
Brilliant.
Me producing his voice. So. So that's what the accent was on.
Right. Okay, and of course I'm a fan of Robert Williams from back in the day, so Nosferatu is also a favourite.
Oh, we'll be playing. We're visiting that album. Yeah, we'll be visiting that album.
Excellent. So there were a couple of other things I was just going to quickly ask you about. I noticed, just going through your background, a bit of an obsession with trash. Would that be fair enough to say that?
There's a song on the new album about it, so I'm sort of at the moment pretty obsessed with it. Yeah, it's just, you know, when you live in the country, when you start seeing trash appearing in the country, and you think, well, how did this get here? Well, someone's thrown it out of their car window. Yeah. You know, I mean, this is just not on. You know, I mean, this is crazy. I mean, it got me incensed, so I wrote a song about it. You know, which is on the Moments of Madness.
And how? So give us Hugh's rundown of trash around the world. Where are the worst places and the cleaner places?
Well, I don't think there are any clean places. But I mean, the thing is, it's getting worse and worse, and there's going to have to be a world cleanup. And mainly for plastic. You know, I mean, plastic's got to be cleaned up.
See, once again, in the mountains, you'll find like-minded people. There's a big, big thing, especially even with the councils, about recycling, about cleaning up the
amount. Have you got any trash out there? Have you got any trash out there in the streets?
Well, no, we don't, primarily. Great. They're pretty good.
I'm looking forward to seeing that.
So, yeah, the streets are pretty clean. Huh. And we could shout out to Blue Mountains Council for that, so...
Well, let's give them a loud round of applause here. That's very good.
Now, the other quick thing I wanted to ask you about was I'm an illustrator. I'm an artist, as well as being an ex-drummer and blah, blah, blah. I did want to mention that I was very sad to hear about Jet and his passing, which was only about a year ago now. I used to play in punk bands in the 80s down in Sydney. But I'm, as I said, I'm also an illustrator, and one of the references for today's interview, I was watching you talking to Rick Wakeman a while ago.
He was a lovely guy. He's a natural born interviewer. He's fabulous.
Yeah, and I love that interview, the face to face that you did with him. I recommend it to people if they want to get a bit of a background on Hugh, because you did reveal quite a bit of information about pretty much up to when you guys separated from EMI after they took over United Artists. But some of the stuff that Rick asked you about there was brilliant. But you did mention that you were also a bit of a drawer, that... when you were going after some new management, you spent a lot of time drawing comic strips and sending them off.
That's right, yeah, and I sent them off to the management company we were trying to snare, and they got captivated by it. It was fun.
And that, is that something you've kept up? Do you still draw every now and again?
No, I do occasionally pick up a pen and a pencil and a paper and do some sketching, but I've been doing a lot more time now. I spend a lot more time doing some literary work now, so I like to get into that now. Yeah, I like to do that. I've done a few novels and over the last 15 years, and I try to write some literary stuff. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Okay. Well, you should send it through. We can pass it around. I'm sure there'll be people who'd be interested in the writings of Hugh Cornwell.
Yeah, there's a few in print. There's about three novels out there in print. So
brilliant.
I don't have copies to send, but there's one available on Amazon that people
can look it up
anywhere in the world.
I'll look it up and find some links. That's fine. We should do some housekeeping, Hugh, quickly. So the tour starts in July, I think, about
end of July. A couple of dates in New Zealand before I head over to the Blue Mountains. I think the Blue Mountains is the first show, actually,
in Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant.
Excellent. I think it is.
Yeah, and we should let people know that's the 2nd of August. And then you're around the rest of the country up until about the 10th, I think, when you finish in Perth.
Yeah.
And then I imagine it'll be rushing back to the UK to celebrate the birthday.
The birthday? Whose birthday?
Your birthday. Yes.
Well, no, we're supposed to be going to Japan and South Korea.
Oh, okay. So where will you be on your birthday?
God knows. No, I think I'm doing a festival, actually. I think I've got a festival at that weekend. I'm nearly always working, doing a show. Because it's, you know, the end of August, it's holiday season in the UK, and there's nearly always a bank holiday. So there's always nearly always a festival, and I'm nearly always booked to play at it.
Brilliant.
Somewhere.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, so you're going to be up here at the Blue Mounts Theatre and Community Hub, which is in Springwood, which is a bit down the hill from where I am in Katoomba. But as we discussed, it's a beautiful part of the country. So I suggest you run around quickly while you're there. The next day, you're probably in somewhere else. I think you're off to Thornbury.
You've got them in front of you. I do my best to keep my eyes open when we arrive.
Indeed. Well, thanks so much for coming on, Hugh. I'm probably going to play a few tracks from Moments of Madness as
brilliant.
I'll probably play
what's your favorite track on it?
Well, I really like When I Was a Young Man. I think that's a great track.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I'll also play Red Rose, which I think is the most popular one off the album that people have been...
Great.
We played that a few times. Do you have a favourite track off the album?
Well, I just spent 6 months making a promo clip for I Want to Hide Inside of You, and I got so involved in doing that, and I heard the song so many times, and now we've started to play it live. It's fast becoming my favourite.
It is a good track. I do remember that one. So that's the one where the it's all one word, isn't it? All right. So we might play that as well, Hugh, just as a favour to you.
Thank you.
See what the world is coming to. Could make it up if you wanted to. Pinch yourself to show you're not dreaming. It ain't only Pisa that's leaning. Then again, this could be a nightmare. Better kick me in the derriere. I wanna hide inside of you. Where we been and where are we going? In a boat, but who does the rowing? Keep an eye on the far horizon. Weather tends to put a disguise on. Choppy seas, who's holding the rudder? If it's you, I hope you're my brother. I wanna hide inside of ya. Inside of ya. Save me, please. Woe is me. Woe is you. Can't you see? I'm tired of blue. It's up to you. Inside of ya. We're still here, a bit of a blessing. Even though we've run out of dressing. Let's play a game, pretend you're my mother. We can hold on to one another. Will you be my port in a storm? Keep me safe, comfortable and warm. I wanna hide inside of ya. Inside of ya. Save me, please. Woe is me. Woe is you. Can't you see? I'm tired of blue. It's up to you. Inside of you.
tell me if you find this appealing. We can let the cogs hit the ceiling. Don't take too long to make up your mind. Take a look, I've already signed. Here I am, my cards on the table. There you go, you look pretty stable. I wanna hide inside of ya. I wanna hide inside of ya. I don't mind different kinds of jewelry. Show it to me. Just feel free. Could it be I'm missing all the artistry? I can't see. Just looks dirty. Rings, curls, necklaces of pearls. Red rose on a shoulder. Red rose on a shoulder. Red rose. Do you feel comfortable inside that skin? It's a whim. Lips, bones, chokers, precious stones. Red rose on a shoulder. Red rose on a shoulder. Red rose. Then you get the tramp stamp, followed by the ball. Friend, I don't like a tramp stamp. It's the end of memory, so sadly. And I'm incredibly sad. Looks to me like another saccharin. I can't win. You're not listening. Gold chains, pendants with a name. Red rose on a shoulder. Red rose on a shoulder. Red rose. Then you get the tramp stamp, followed by the boyfriend. I don't like a tramp stamp. It's the end of memory, so sadly. And I'm incredibly sad. And I'm incredibly sad.
Yeah, I got busted speeding. Drink driving.
I was caught texting while driving.
I wasn't wearing my seatbelt.
I copped a fine and 5 points.
I had to cop losing my license.
I copped a hefty fine.
So, if you speed?
Don't wear a seatbelt.
Text while driving.
Or drink and drive.
Take it from me. You can stop it or cop it.
A message from the New South Wales Government.
Welcome to the ultimate entertainment destination in the Blue Mountains, United Cinemas The Edge, where we present for you the latest blockbuster movie releases, special movie events and classic films. At The Edge Cinema, you can relax in comfort and style in 5 modern cinemas, including the incredible giant GMAX cinema screen, which has to be seen to be believed. The Edge is fully licensed and can cater to your events and private corporate functions. That's United Cinemas The Edge at 225 Great Western Highway, Katoomba. Go to unitedcinemas.com.au/Katoomba.
Hi, I'm Nathan Power from Gusto Gusto. You're listening to The Professor on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Ian from Katoomba Music, and in these times, I'd recommend that you listen to the local radio station, Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. Local is becoming a lot more important and reliable, and we've got to encourage these great people who sort of volunteer and keep this thing going.
Thanks, Ian. And the phone number for Katoomba Music?
4782 1121.
Thank you.
You're listening to 89.1 Radio Blue Mountains, your voice, your community.
Hello and welcome back to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. Thanks to Hugh Cornwall there for that interview. That's really good. He's got a show, as we said, happening in August down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub. Now, I'm just excited to also have another guest on the show, and that's local singer-songwriter Jimmy Carr. Welcome to the show, Jimmy.
G'day, mate.
How you doing? You coping with the weather? It's all over the place at the moment.
Yeah, I'm good. I just got home just in the nick of time before a massive thunderstorm. It's got some thunder that was so loud it felt like it almost hit our house.
Oh, good heavens. Ooh. So that may be heading our way. You're out a bit west of Katoomba, aren't you?
No, I'm a bit east. I'm in Hazo.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Yeah. Oh, well, then maybe it is coming up the hill.
Could be.
So we've just been going through the directory and we see that you're playing tomorrow night down at the Two Doctors.
Yep, Two Doctors this Friday, yep.
So, and that's just solo, I imagine?
Yeah, that's just me with my guitar, yep.
So it's been a while since we caught up, Jimmy. So what have you been up to since last year, I think? Probably early last year was the last time we caught up. I didn't talk to you before the Changes gig, I don't think, but I did talk to you at the Changes gig briefly.
Yeah, I saw you there. I guess musically, I guess I've been more or less treading water, just doing the gigs that pay the bills. Been on a bit of a hiatus from the band, although that doesn't mean that the band's not happening. It's just a little bit more labor intensive and a little bit less profitable doing right. band gigs. And I've, been needing to earn a bit of cash in other areas. So I've been got a New South Wales Health job, and I've also been being a casual sound tech for the Joan Sutherland Centre in Penrith.
All right. So... down at the Joan, and sorry, you do AV down there, you do sound engineering and...
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so you'd know, Miss Finn Powell down there, I suppose. Do you know manager? She does like the marketing and such?
No, I don't really see those guys much. I know Nej and Josh is the head sound tech, who I usually deal with. No, there's Josh. Lots of office people that I hardly ever see.
Oh, okay.
Although the CEO, who I'm pretty sure her name, I'm trying to remember her name. This is embarrassing. Hi, if you're listening, she's probably not. I met her weirdly because she came to buy CDs off me. And I was like, hey, I work at the Joan. She's like, hey, I'm the CEO.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's how I met her. So no, it's usually I'm there for specific things, and I'm sort of running around backstage and doing mixing and stuff. So I don't know everyone well.
Okay, I'm just really desperately trying to remember her first name. I think it might be Julie Finn Powell or.
No, don't know why.
No, Lisa. Lisa, I remember. Lisa Finn Powell. She's a singer. She used to do a radio show up here, with another lass. But she's like the mark. I get emails from her weekly just about what's on down at the Joan.
Okay. Yeah. So. Cool. Yeah. She must be existing in a different office. We've got a sound tech office, and then there's the big. Round the corner office,
right? But she's quite well known as a torch singer as well, jazz. So all right, so you haven't been, have you been songwriting?
I've been a bit, yeah. I've been trying to keep things fresh and interesting by simplifying a bit. So I've got a pretty well equipped studio, which has got a lot of fancy gear in it, but I sometimes get a little overwhelmed trying to start new stuff, especially because the last project I did was a pretty big project.
That Flight Cycle you're talking about?
Yeah, it was quite a pretty big album and had a lot of stuff on it, and I guess I've gotten to a point in my life where my motivations have changed a bit. I don't have the same sort of level of ambition, I guess, but I want to get a lot. I still want to get a lot out of the creative process. So I've just been trying to tweak things a bit to keep myself interested. So one thing I've been doing is actually setting up in a different room in the house, just making a simple studio. So I've got just a little 4-track tape machine and just setting up with one microphone, like a nice microphone, but just one mic and an acoustic guitar, and writing songs like that. So I'm very, very limited. And I get that sort of grungy vibe, and then I can sort of transfer that to computer and sort of, you know, do a bit of a mix and master on those. And I just find that kind of interesting, and it bypasses the overwhelm of thinking about having millions of tracks and electronic gear and having to set up drum mics and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I've just been writing some simple songs lately.
Right. I mean, we do get a couple of tech heads listening. So what sort of software do you use? What's your favorite DAW to use?
I mainly use Ableton, although I do have Pro Tools as well.
Right.
So different ones for different things. Sure. But because I was actually doing live electronic stuff for quite a while, I got really used to Ableton. So although some people say that you're better off using Pro Tools if you're doing sort of analog type stuff, like if you're doing live stuff, I tend to think that that's rubbish and it doesn't really matter.
The gig, I suppose, that if it sounds good when you've finished.
Yeah, I mean, I think the sound of the DAWs at the end of the day, I mean, if you blindfolded even the best sound techs, they wouldn't know what you recorded it on.
All the bits,
And I just like the workflow, and I like the integration with all the MIDI stuff, and I'm just really quick with it. I just got really quick.
I think that's the key, is if you don't have to think about it, or you're not sitting there trying to troubleshoot to work out a bug, then all the better.
Yeah, it's good for me. I've done a bit of teaching on Ableton as well, so I've had to sort of keep up to scratch with it, yeah.
Excellent. Okay, yeah. Now speaking of Storm approaching, I occasionally play Edge of a Storm because I don't know if because you put a radio version on the single and I think, oh, that's something I should play on the radio.
Yeah, cool.
I think it's for some reason it does evoke the weather up here. I very much think of when we get sort of rain approaching or storms approaching, I think, oh, I'll play Jimmy Carr tonight. So
yeah, cool. I'm glad you like that one. Yeah, that track seems to be pretty popular, actually. It's not one that I would have I only released it as a single as an afterthought because lots of people told me they liked it, which is I guess it makes me feel good because it's the last song at the end of a very long album.
Right.
So, that's cool. I guess it's got a bit of both sides of that album. It's pretty organic sounding, but it's also a bit techie. So,
yeah. But it also just, for some reason, just answered a need. I think that every time it starts raining, you're not playing The Doors, you know.
Cool. I'm glad. Yeah, it's got some pretty... It's pretty visual, isn't it? It's got some
Definitely. All right. So, and once again, well, let's do some housekeeping. So it's tomorrow night at the Two Doctors. What time do you kick off there? I think it's normally about 8:30 or something.
Yeah, 8:30 till 11:30. Yeah.
Yeah, and do you do like two sets or?
I do three sets now. Yeah, it used to be a two-set gig. It's a really nice little room, actually. Unfortunately, that you don't get heaps of locals there. I guess it's a bit out of the way for locals, but it'd be good. I think it's, you know,
it's a pretty
cool place to hang out.
Chris
it's a
nice mate, so I used to promote it, but after going down there a couple of times, and going down there when like locals are playing, you know, not necessarily sort of any Sydney jazz blues guys, but when locals play, I think it has a really nice atmosphere. But you're right, it does need more people to patronize it, you know.
Yeah, so. it's kind of hit and miss. Like you'll get a big sort of corporate event of people staying at the Fairmont.
Yeah.
And it can be, it can go either way. Like you can get a very small crowd that are really, really into it, or you can get these massive events where it's completely packed, but nobody is even noticing you're there
because
they're all just in their corporate world drinking their expensive whiskey. And
I imagine that also has an effect, is that it is a bit pricey. So
it's pricey. Yeah, it's fancy, but it's, you know, I mean, you can get a pretty reasonable down home kind of burger there, and just you can still just drink regular beer and stuff. So
yeah, of course.
Yeah,
and if you do have a couple of whiskeys, you can sit on them for a while.
That's right. Yeah, and also it's free to the public, so you know, people go and check it out.
Indeed.
Get some exercise. Walk out there.
we go play a round of golf first, and then.
That's right. Yeah, go and sleep it off on the golf course.
That's it. Excellent. All right, Jimmy. Well, it's great to catch up again.
Yeah, thanks, mate. You too.
And have a good gig tomorrow night.
Cool bananas. I'll keep you posted when I've got some new stuff recorded.
Well, that's it, yeah, because I do play your stuff quite a bit. So.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
And I still played I played the tongue-in-cheek Baby Jesus at Christmas.
That's so silly. I'll try and come up with something different next time.
I'd like it to be just as irreverent. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, cool, man. Well, yeah, look, I think I'm aiming on having a release probably later this year, so see how we go.
That'd be brilliant. Excellent. So, as I do with all my interviewees, I'm going to ask you for something that we should play as we go out. You pick one of your own songs or something that you've been listening to.
Oh, well, as always, I've been listening to a lot of Frank Zappa. I've gone back to the iPod classics, and I've got one with a fair bit of memory, and I filled it with only Frank Zappa. Got about 100 gig worth of Zappa on there. So
a lot of people are doing that. Just the attraction of not having to worry about the connection being there and having to connect to the cloud.
Yeah, and those old ones actually sound good.
Yeah, and I've still got one somewhere in the drawers.
Yeah, I've sort of got a few, and maybe you could play, if it's not too weird, Dog Breath Variations.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, not too weird at all this time of night. So.
Oh, good. Yep, I like that one.
Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you very much, Jimmy, and here's Frank Zappa with Dog Breath Variations, and have a good gig tomorrow night.
Legend. Okay, thanks, man.
You're listening to Blue Mountains Live on RBM 89.1 FM. Thank you.
Thursday night is football night on RBM. Steve Perry presents View from the Stand, our round ball football and music show covering the local game here in the Blue Mountains, the New South Wales National Premier League, the A-League men's and women's competitions, as well as a look overseas to the English Premier League, the Champions League and more. That's View from the Stand every Thursday night from 8 to 10pm on RBM 89.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Rob Yule from The Orchard Boat. You're listening to Radio Blue Mountains on 89.1 FM.
So that's it for us for the evening. Hope you enjoyed the show and our chats with Hugh Cornwell and Jimmy Carr. And stay tuned now for Steve Perry with View from the Stand. You've been listening to The Table, incorporating Talking Arts and Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. I'm Brad Diedrich, the Professor. Catch you next week.